Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway.
Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway.
Absolute Radio.
Stranger Things is back. Fifth and final season airs November 27th, December 26th and January 1st. And it's going to be the TV event of the year. And we are joined by Jamie, Joe, Charlie and Natalia. Welcome, guys.
Thank you.
Good to have you here in this kind of formation that we've got going on. I feel like Richie and I are doing like a fire safety chat with you.
Yes, sir.
But it's been over 3 years since the last series of Stranger Things. So nearly 10 years since the very first episode aired. And for those who need a quick catch-up, because it can be a bit intimidating joining a show late, would you guys be able to summarise a season in 15 seconds each? If we went quick fire, Joe, season one, Natalia, season two,
okay.
Charlie, season three, and then
don't give
Jamie,
me three.
Season
don't give me three.
Good luck with Charlie.
Come on.
Season three.
No, we'll be very strict. 15 seconds each, unless we're going to bang through.
I'll do one.
I will
do
be
four.
The timer.
Okay.
We're going to start with Joe. Are everyone ready for this?
Joe, your 15 seconds starts now.
Will Byers goes missing. He's taken, and Eleven shows up.
Yeah.
Well done.
Wow. Okay, Natalia, I'm going to roll your extra 5 seconds into season two.
Go.
From
there.
Yeah.
Okay.
20 seconds now.
So right.
We're going.
Yes.
Go. The door was fine. So now we're. There's a lab stuff going on, and he's having visions, and he's drawing things. Because
time's
he's having
up.
Visions
that was a
of
disaster.
Charlie, much to improve on for Natalia. Charlie,
we're going to be confused.
Season three, ready, steady, go.
Okay, all right. It's our first summer in Hawkins, and that means there is a lot of color this year, and there's a big mall called Starcourt Mall. And there is people in the town who are getting diseased. It's like bloody. It's like body horror. And there's a big monster.
Exemplary.
At the end.
Really,
really
fantastic.
Good.
Really, really good.
Teacher's pet there from Charlie. Jamie, all on you. Season four, 3, 2, 1, go.
Season four, Vecna shows up, starts playing with people's minds, showing them their traumas. Everybody starts freaking out. Eleven, throws a helicopter down, and everyone's scared.
Yes.
Wow,
well
overall,
done, guys.
5 seconds to spare. That's a triumph.
Big round of applause from our studio audience. Well done, guys. Sorry, I put you on the spot.
Look, music's central to the show. We've got an 80s radio station here at Absolute Radio. Features many of the songs from the series. Huge moment in the UK when Kate Bush got to number one thanks to being featured in the show, saving Max's life. Who do you think would be the artist that you would want to save you personally from Vecna?
That's a pretty good question because you're going to have to listen to it over and over and over and over again.
Yeah.
So you got to take that into account.
You said yesterday something about something with no lyrics.
Yeah, like Clair de Lune or something. Yeah, pretty nice. I think I'll go with that again.
I think for me, maybe something from ABBA, probably.
Chiquitita, perhaps?
Chiquitita. Could be that one forever and ever. We could change it up. I mean, Dancing, could you listen to Dancing Queen forever?
It's
I don't know.
Oh, I couldn't listen to that forever.
No.
That would.
Oof. Well, what could you listen to forever?
that was the question.
Segue. I think I could definitely do this. I could do something with Julian Casablancas forever.
Yeah.
I did say Daft Punk before, but also you said in My Life by the Beatles the other day, and that would be nice, but maybe forever that would also get traumatizing.
Yeah. Good one, Jamie.
When we were doing season four press, I said Miley Cyrus, Party in the USA.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. I love that song forever. Yeah, forever and ever. Although, now I feel like changing it to something like, I don't know, With or Without You by U2 would be pretty nice.
Song. Well, I mean, staying on the subject of music, there's lots of music lovers in the cast. Joe, doing brilliant. You know, we play on Absolute Radio. You also played Stephen Malkmus in a Pavement film too. Charlie, you've been in bands. So. Mm-hmm. Who has, let's get this sorted once and for all, who's got the best taste of music on set?
I kind of feel like Finn Wolfhard is sort of the sponge on set. He knows so
film
much about
film.
Music. Yeah, so much about music, and it's just like such an enthusiast, and is always talking to me. He's like, "Oh, have you heard this? Have you heard this?"
Totally, an enthusiast.
I've never heard any of it.
Yeah,
half the stuff I haven't heard any of it.
Yeah.
So he definitely gets at least some sort of award.
I think so. Yeah.
Would you guys agree with that? He's the man.
Yeah.
Natalia, you're from Nashville, and you've not put yourself forward.
I'm definitely not the person with the best taste in music in this cast, for sure. But I do appreciate music.
You got a good taste in music, though.
I've got a different taste in music than all of you.
Well, we're going to put your knowledge of music to the test by playing
help
a deal.
Okay, let's do it.
We have turned some of the songs from the show upside down.
Okay.
See what we've done. It's clever, isn't it?
Yeah.
Amazing.
Thank you, everyone. You've got to correctly guess what the song is, artist and title. Now, we're going to play in teams, so we'll have Charlie and Jamie representing the UK.
Jesus Christ. Why us?
You can buzz the word UK if you think you know it. Joe and Natalia, I think you've worked out how the rest of it's going to work out. Buzz in with USA, okay?
I believe in us.
Five songs that have been turned upside down. Let's have, please, Music Maestro, song number one.
This is satanic.
Quite satanic, isn't it?
Wow.
Any ideas?
Can we get one more play on that?
Yeah.
You can have one more play. He wasn't prepared for that, but that's fine.
Sounds like... Got it.
Go, all right, USA.
Is it Rockin' Robin?
It's not, no. we're drawing a blank on question number one. It was Past the Duchy. It was the musical Youth. There we go. Right, let's see if we have any more luck.
What the hell is that?
So
it's going to go well.
I got to call Finn.
Okay.
Song two from season two.
USA, a Whip It.
Yes!
Point for the USA.
1-0. Right, this one from season three. Boys at the back. UK, we need to do a bit better.
Oh,
I know
it's
it.
That.
I know this one. Forever Young.
Yes, Charlie.
UK.
No, Charlie.
It's the one that Dustin sings.
A never-ending story.
Oh, yes.
What? It totally sounded like.
God damn
it!
Snatched from the UK. Right, let's go for song four. This is from season three.
Okay.
Bang, UK, running up that hill, Kate Bush.
Charlie thinks he knows this.
Material Girl.
Oh wow.
Charlie.
3-0.
Wow.
You see, this is a formality, is, this final one.
It is. It's a dead rubber, but let's go for it. From season four, number five.
UK, running up that hill, Kate Bush.
it's Eddie Munster, Metallica, Master
that.
Puppets.
We're giving that. Okay. Yeah. Well done, Charlie.
Well done.
3-1. A
nice
trial,
mate.
Well done, guys.
I'm so stressed that I'm so
a good win for the USA.
I'm so competitive.
So, board games and video games are a big part of Stranger Things.
Yeah.
Mike, Will, Dustin and Lucas play D&D, Dungeons and Dragons. I mean, I grew up playing Dungeons and Dragons back in the day. I think it's great for your imagination and storytelling. Do you guys have any beloved board games that you grew up playing?
Well... We played a lot of games, honestly, during the show.
We did,
What kind of stuff do you play?
Catan.
Yes.
Iconic game.
Pandemic.
Oh, yeah.
We played.
And then we played
Nemesis.
We played this game called Nemesis.
Great game.
It's for anyone. Long it's like game. A 7-hour. It's Alien.
Oh my gosh! It was a long day.
It's a full
insane.
Day.
It's a huge game. You'll sit around in the evening after
massive.
Filming. Play that.
Amazing. Yeah. We played that a few times last season. And then this last season we did a lot of this game called Blood on the Clock Tower.
Great game, another great game.
Yeah,
It's a bit like Werewolf, the murder mystery game, but to the next level, where everyone's got hidden roles and stuff.
Big time. I feel like you two really love
a game.
You're making board games cool again.
Oh yeah. Absolutely.
I think they're coming
Kate Bush
back.
Now board games.
What about that? Incredible.
I think you referred to this being day three of like being over here and doing the press. Charlie, Jamie, you're both from the UK, so kind of almost you're hosts. for Joe and Natalia really whilst they're here. Mm-hmm. Any sort of must-see sites that you have taken the guys to or you want to?
Yeah.
There's a really nice hotel where we're doing this junket, which is great. You guys will love it. I don't know, like... anywhere like Southeast London for me is like, I'm a big fan of that. Like, I'm from around there, and yeah, I love it around there. Sort of.
Charlie, what about the Emirates tour?
No, but me and Nat have been before. But I haven't been this season, which is a shame. I really want to go.
Oh, we're doing well this season.
Yeah. Oh, we're doing so well. It's happening.
Sorry, what are we talking about?
We are talking about the greatest football club in the UK at the moment, which is Arsenal, Charlie supports.
Yeah,
yes. He should take you.
Yeah, he should take.
He went to Man City. Joe, you should tell
him. I went to the Derby. Is that what it's called?
Or the City versus United.
Yeah.
How was that?
I actually got norovirus on the train back.
Oh. A lot of United fans are feeling the same way.
Yeah. It was horrible. I lost, like, I don't know, 5 pounds. Never looked better. Yeah. That's right. I didn't eat for 2 days.
Came back to Atlanta wearing a City shirt.
Yeah, I did.
Converted.
But no, I need spots. I want to take these guys to Gordon's Wine Bar. It's kind of near where we are.
Well, it's timely that you guys are in because there's a big thing in the papers today. Hasbro and Netflix have announced a Stranger Things Transformers collaboration.
No way.
Which I used to love those iconic 80s toys when I was a kid. So Transformers are like robots that can change into items.
I watched that show.
Which is pretty cool. Did you have Transformers when you were a kid?
I watched the show. Okay. The animated show.
Well, here's a weird question, right? If you could transform into any household item or object, like the Transformers, go with me on this. What would you turn into? Have the ability to turn into?
And like
into?
You start as, and
you
then
start
you
as you,
go,
and then you go.
And then you go. So it'd be Natalia to Toaster.
Toaster.
I'm not saying that that's what you do.
I mean, I don't hate it.
Any particular item? It could be anything.
Can you start us off? Given you, what would you?
I would go Andy Bursch, air fryer.
Oh,
it's useful.
Yeah. It's impressing me and stuff. Be right, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Really quick when you get in from work.
Yeah.
I think I would go Joe. And then an iron.
Straight things.
Didn't see that coming.
Stranger Things.
Yeah. It's nice.
Natalia?
I think I'd like to be a lamp.
Oh, that's
okay. You're beautiful.
Thank you.
Like one of them ones you can tap and it goes, it's got three different levels of light. Or
maybe.
Just switch
is
on.
That a f- I don't, yeah.
Yeah.
Just, yeah. That's cool. A fun or a little, like, you know,
clicky one.
There's options.
It's like glamorous lava lamp.
Glamorous lava lamp.
There you go.
Charlie?
Let's go like Charlie Heaton and then. Like one of those, like a blender.
Neutrabullet.
Nice.
Jamie, you and the sound effects, please.
Jamie, refrigerator. I love food.
Did
what
he say he wants
say?
Refrigerators?
He did, yeah.
Okay, fair enough.
No, refrigerator, not refrigerators.
Refrigerator.
Yeah.
Eating really quickly.
Does anyone have time and appetite for one more game?
Let's go.
Sure.
Always
excellent. We see you guys playing in the arcade, loads of video games, which obviously we did actually in the 80s ourselves. So we thought what we would do is see if you can work out which of these arcade games are real or fake.
Oh, love it. Okay.
I think let's see if the UK can try and bring this one back after the dismal defeat.
You're looking at us with hope. We're well, so... you're like, yeah. Come on, guys.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
Here we go. Mike Tyson's Punch-Out, is that real or fake?
That's real.
Real.
That's real.
Correct.
Yes.
Point apiece. Gazza's Nutcracker featuring Vinnie Jones.
That's got to be fake. It's got to be fake. Come on.
Correct. Well done. It was indeed fake. Jet Set Willy 2, The Final Frontier.
Yeah.
That sounds real.
Sounds like something, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Jet Set Willy 2.
You're shaking fake there.
I don't think so.
And you guys are going real?
Oof, I don't know. The way that you asked it.
You're trying to look into our eyes to get clear.
Yeah.
Into our souls.
Leading the jury somewhat.
Jet Set Willy. Yes,
yeah, I'm going to give that as a point to the UK.
Yeah, cheers. Thank you so much. Cheers.
Can you explain that?
That's for the terrorists.
It was huge
guys.
In the UK, guys. It was massive.
what is it?
Jet Set Willy?
Yeah.
Jet Set Willy 2, The Final Frontier, a real game.
Yeah, what is it? Do you know?
You're jet setting. You're flying around.
Yeah.
You're Willy.
It's like a bit of a rude, raunchy game.
Yeah.
Classic Willy.
Yeah.
Classic.
Call of Duty, Reagan versus Gorbachev.
That's fake.
That's correct. Well done. Fatima That's Whitbread's so Javelin Hurl.
Say again?
Fatima Whitbread's Javelin Hurl.
I almost feel like it's real.
It sounds real.
It's unfortunately fake.
Oh,
yeah. And finally, Beyond Zork, the coconut of Quendor.
That
Beyond Zork.
I don't know anymore. Real. Is it real?
Should we go for real?
It's real? Yeah.
A lot of people didn't love playing it. It was real.
Whoa.
Oh, he said.
Well, you guys win.
It's, yeah, who won that, by
the
way?
I think that was a romp for the UK.
UK. Yeah. Well, listen, it's been brilliant to have you guys here. Great to chat to you. Could we hear Jamie's Transformer impression one more time?
Yeah.
Before we wrap up?
Pew, 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 pew.
That's him going back from the fridge into Jamie again.
That's so cute. Stranger Things is back. Jamie, Joe, Charlie, Natalia, thank you so much.
Cheers, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway. Absolute Radio.